Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. My name is Kevin. I am just... Hold on. I'm going to back out here.
Let's try this. Okay, that's better. I know. I'm still getting an echo.
Are you? I do apologize for that.
Are you on a headset?
I do have a headset.
I wonder if that's doing it. I can bear it.
I do apologize for that. And can you please repeat for me your first name?
It's Kevin.
Kevin. How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing well, CJ. How are you?
I'm okay.
I am on the online thing doing setting up a new account to get a new service.
Okay.
I live in Rhinebeck, and there's a deal for $69.99.
Yes.
And I'm happy to switch from getting screwed over by Spectrum.
I don't blame you there.
The only thing was they're asking for a one-time deposit of $50 to skip doing a credit check. Do I get that $50 back at some point, and at what point would that be?
So when service is canceled, at that point, you would get the $50 going back towards either whatever is left on the bill, or it would return in original form.
Okay.
So oftentimes, we actually have a lot of people who would prefer doing the credit check if they know that, you know, they're doing pretty well with their credit. We don't do a hard inquiry. We do a soft inquiry. So what that means is that we only check to see if there's a risk of you not paying your bill.
Gotcha.
So it's essentially a risk assessment. It doesn't affect your credit score at all.
Okay. I don't think that that should be an issue. Maybe I'll just – hold on. Let me just see if I can do this here while you're on the phone.
Absolutely. I'd be more than happy to walk you through it. You should be able to press the back button at the bottom of the page where it says go to previous page.
Yes. Okay. I've done that. And now it says there's a 5-question verification. Whoa, this is okay.
Yeah, so typically what it would ask would be your name, your address, your phone number, and then your social.
Gotcha. It's asking me what are the last digits on my primary checking account. None of these are true.
Yes, so that's the checking. That's your credit. How do I explain this? It's the verification form to make sure that they have the right person.
Right.
So if none of the options appear to be, you know, the typical anything that you would actually have based on the question, you would click none of the above, or you would click not applicable. If sometimes it'll ask you, hey, which phone numbers have been previously associated with your name? And if you see a phone number, for example, that does match with what you've previously had, you would select that. Those are the verification questions that they ask.
Gotcha. Okay. So I just redid that, but now it's still showing the one-time charge. I wonder if it's because I pressed to skip the credit check. Maybe I need to restart this whole process.
If you'd prefer, I can do it with you on the line.
Sure. I created like I put in my email and password and everything.
Could okay.
you access that, or does that make things complicated?
So I don't think that I would be able to. It would probably end up being a secondary account at that point.
You know what? Let me try to redo this. Like, I'll refresh my browser and try to do this online again.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
And I'll stay on the line with you while you do that, just to make sure that we don't run into any issues.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Because that way, at least, you know, you would have me on the line, and I would be able to help you from there.
Okay, just give me one sec.
Absolutely.
All right. So,
yes.
Just to ask you a question, this is pretty new. I mean, you guys just put the lines on our streets. Is everything honky-dory? Is it all going smoothly?
So let me go ahead and verify your service address just so that I could let you know at least when service would be available.
Sure thing. It's 35 North Parsonage Street in Lineback.
Okay. Let's take a look. I've got South Parsonage Street already. Oh, there it is. Okay, I've got it. Yeah, so actually, your estimated in-service date would be the 31st of this month. So we would be able to schedule you for the first week of August.
Okay, great. And how does it work with the street? Do you guys set up like a box in front of the house? Or
so we do, yes.
Going to the road?
Yeah, so essentially what it is we install a drop cable. There's usually a junction box at the street, at which point we would, when it comes to your installation, we would, how do I explain this? We would put in a temporary drop cable. Either we bury it a few days before your appointment, or we would organize for it to be buried within 10 days of placement. So that is the cable that will connect from our junction box at the street to your home. We do prefer burial, but if we do have to go aerial, we will go aerial.
Oh, okay. And if you go...
It really depends on how your connections to the house are based on your power or how you're currently receiving spectrum. If it's aerial, we sometimes will follow it. If we have the capability of burying it, then we would prefer to bury it. Because that creates less of a chance of tree limbs or, you know, storms taking down the lines.
I mean, I'm looking at it right now outside of my house, and there's no pole nearby.
We would most likely bury it.
So then would you go underneath the sidewalk?
So if we have the capability of doing so, then yes. Typically when they install those junction boxes, sometimes we create like a little conduit to be able to reach that junction box.
Oh.
We wouldn't be laying the cable just flat out on the sidewalk.
Of course not, yeah.
What we do is we micro-trench. That's what we do.
How far down to go?
6 to 8 inches at most.
Okay, right.
So we don't go very deep, but we go deep enough to where it wouldn't affect anything else. You know, they wouldn't be bothered by, you know, landscaping typically. So at that point, it would be deep enough to where it would not be affected. And then also deep enough to where, you know, the weather and storms and trees would not cause any issues as well.
Right.
And I mean, that's basically our primary focus because, you know, who wants cables in the air to get taken down by tree limbs?
Yeah. But then would you, like, in the places where you dig down or if you need to, like, dig up a stone or whatever, like, do your guys take care of all that?
Oh, yes. Yes, we replace it as best as possible. Typically you may see where, like, it may be, like, bare dirt for a little while, but the grass will regrow.
Right.
But, yes, we don't just dig the trench, like the micro trench, and then just leave that open. No, we cover it back up.
Gotcha.
And we do very small micro trenches, so it's not like it's anything that's going to be, you know.
Okay. Okay, cool. I'm just still doing the filling out the information. One sec.
Of course, no worries.
Okay, so here it says a one-time mobile password consent. It's not letting me progress. Oh, no, wait, there we go.
Yeah, sometimes it could take a minute or so for you to receive the one-time code. Yeah.
Okay, I think we got it.
All right, and it did go through with the credit check?
Let me just, I'm clicking submit order.
Now, also, just a reminder, the $69.99 is if you sign up for auto pay through your checking and paperless billing.
Yes, I did both of those things.
Okay.
And I'm on the last page right now. Wait, there we go.
And so it is looking like the 31st is a bit busy that day.
Yeah, I signed up for August 7th, I think it was, which is fine.
Perfect. I mean, we also have the 1st available as well.
Okay, yeah, it went through. There we go. Your order's complete Wednesday, August 7th.
Perfect.
$16.99. Okay, great. Cool.
All right. Awesome. Well, I'm glad that we didn't run into any further issues. And, you know, now you've got your order down, you've got your appointment set, and there's nothing that you need. You just need to be home on that date for the time that you selected.
Okay. And they'll come in, they'll give a
They'll provide the modem, the router. The modem and router is also included in the price, too.
Great.
So that point, I mean, all taxes and fees, so you know for a fact that it's going to be $69.99, nothing more. We don't do the rental for the boxes or the modem router in this case. And we don't charge any additional taxes. We want to include everything. We like to be as transparent as possible. So, I mean, you're all
That's
set.
Fantastic. I'm a renter here. At some point, if I end up leaving, I don't know if I will, but if I end up leaving this home in the next 2 years, I can just cancel.
Yes, so you can cancel, no issues. We don't hold any contracts. It's not like, hey, you're locked in for 2 years. No, we want to be as transparent and as, you know, optionable as possible. Like, we want to be able to provide the great service that we do provide, and we don't want to lock you in. Like other companies, sometimes they'll be like, oh, there's a termination fee. No, we don't do any of that.
Awesome. Fantastic. So,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for your help, CJ. I really appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Anytime, Kevin. And is there any other questions that I might be able to answer for you today?
No, that's it. You've been awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. You're very welcome. Well, I'm so glad that we were able to get the order done, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too, CJ. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.